everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody, and I am by myself again today. Turns out Heather hates me. She really does. She can't stand to be in the same room with me. I asked her, I said, "Do you want to do a podcast?" And she was like, "Hey, fuck you. You go do it yourself. I don't even want to be near you." And it kind of hurt my feelings. Either that or life has been lifing and it kind of got in the way of doing podcasts. So you choose which one to believe. I'm going to leave that in your hands. A lot has happened since the last time we talked, but we are working very hard to get on track for podcast releases. We are working very hard to get on track right now so that you guys can be up to date on all of our happenings. This will be a shorter episode. With just me talking, I can only talk about stuff for so long. I can have a conversation with Heather for literally hours on end, but talking to myself, it doesn't work real well. So let's see. So last time we talked about mental health, and that was a really good episode. The second part especially, it felt really good getting to go over some of those things, some of the breakthroughs that we had. I do want to address, like, at the end, it seemed like Heather and I had a little bit of tension, and that was a really good thing. I want you guys to understand how good that conversation was, because we had never had that before. That sort of breakthrough had never happened, so the chance for us to have that and for you guys to get to be a part of that was actually pretty fucking cool. That was not a fight. That was not even an argument. That was not tension. That was us coming to understand one another in real time, and y'all got to witness it. So you're welcome. Okay. You have been blessed and you should be thankful. So be sure and send us messages thanking us. I'll be looking forward to those shortly, along with donations to, you know, our Cash Apps and Venmos, things like that. Of course, those are on the way, right? Right. Okay, back to it. So let's see. Since the last episode, we had the Karma Halloween party. God, guys, it was so much fun. I don't know if I can overstate. If I can overstate? Is that the right word? I don't know if I can say enough. There we go. I'm not going to try to use big words that I don't understand. So I don't know if I can say enough how fucking awesome Karma is, how fucking awesome the crew out there is, the club, the atmosphere, everything is just so fucking cool. We took Haley with us. She had a pretty good time. She had never been to a strip club before. And right down the road from Karma is a strip club. We got there on Friday night. We needed to go find something to do because Heather had some things going on that I'm going to let her tell you about. So Haley and I went to the strip club, and looking at it, like, we had always heard that it was kind of dingy, kind of nasty, you know, things like that. We walked into it and it was actually really fucking nice. Super nice club. The bar staff was fucking awesome. The waitresses were fucking great and the dancers were hot. It was a good fucking time. Haley did not get a lap dance. She watched me get a lap dance and kept giving the stripper a thumbs up. So, she's not awkward at all. But it was a really good time. We went back, slept that night, and then the next day we went and explored around Arkansas for a little bit and then went to the mansion in Fort Smith. And I forget the name, the name it's actually named after. It starts with a B, but I can't fucking remember it off the top of my head. Hopefully I'll have an update for you by the next time we do this shit. But it's a mansion there in Fort Smith. It's also an Airbnb. And when I tell you this place is fucking amazing, this place is fucking amazing. So super goddamn nice. The Airbnb owners were super fucking cool. Like, we got there and the top floor was set at like fucking 800,000 degrees. And it had a note on there that was like, "Hey, text this number if you want the thermostat adjusted." So I texted him and I was like, "Dude, it is way too hot up here." He was like, "What do you want it set at?" I said, "Can you turn it down to at least like 68, something like that?" He said, "Done. Let me know if you need anything else. We'll be right here for you." So fucking cool, man. Thank you. So that was great. We all went in costume. I was Aladdin. And my beautiful bride was Slave Jasmine. Y'all, Jasmine from Aladdin shaped my taste in women. Slave Jasmine specifically shaped my taste in women. And when I tell you that I could not stop looking at this woman the entire night, I couldn't. I was drooling at several points through the night, like drooling all over myself. It's pretty nasty. Like I got real messy. But anyways, she looks so super fucking hot. I just looked goofy in my Aladdin costume. I ended up getting like halfway out of it by the time the night was over. But and then Haley was Raven from Teen Titans. And yeah, it was awesome. It was a really, really fun night. As always, the club was fucking badass. We did figure out that we could bring tumblers and get a lot of alcohol that way instead of having the little bitty cups at a time. So that was pretty fucking cool. We had lots of fun. We had a really good time. I got to participate in some group activities again with Tinkerbell and Peter Pan. That was pretty fucking cool. Again, another one off the bucket list. So, yeah, just all around a really fucking good time. Oh, I forgot to do my fucking check-in. Okay, so mental health check-in. I am at work right now. I am currently sitting in a hotel for not really any good fucking reason. They just have me sitting. I am gonna work 2 days this next week and then be back to sitting in a fucking hotel. So, yeah, it's not a real good use of my time or skills, but it's a job. So, as you guys have heard on this podcast before, that's not real good for my mental health. It doesn't put me in a good fucking place. I sit and doubt a lot of things. I sit and think that I'm not doing enough. I think that I'm not good enough. I think that I should be home. I think that I should be giving them their space. I think that I should be there for the kids. And it's just like a roller coaster of shit that goes on in my head. So I'm dealing with that right now, and it kind of fucking sucks, but I got to look at the positives, right? Like currently, right this very second, I am getting paid to podcast. I've been getting paid to go to the gym. I've been getting paid to play Battlefield and Call of Duty. It's been not a bad thing, right? But on the same hand, like, I got to be doing something, right? I got to be earning money. I got to be, in my head, for some reason, is ingrained this, hey, you have to provide thing. And when I'm not working to do that, it feels like I'm not doing that. Now, yeah, I'm still making my salary. So like we're not, it's not like me sitting in a hotel is causing us to go broke, right? But at the same hand, I'm not working. And they said something about idle hands are the devil's favorite or something like that. And it is true. Like if I'm not doing anything, it really, really fucks with my head. So yeah, I am going to keep definitely hunting for those silver linings as hard as I can. And it's harder some days than it is on others. Today hasn't really been one of those days. Today's actually been a really good day. I went to the gym this morning, got a really good workout in. My shoulders have finally stopped fucking hurting like they have been for the past 2 weeks. So that's great. What else? Had a good lunch, did some grocery shopping. I mean, all good things. Like it's been a relaxing day, but it is what it is. I don't want to keep beating that dead horse again, keep telling you guys what it is over and over. So it is what it is. Mentally, I am here. I'm in a decent spot, but not a real good spot. So I do, however, get to go watch our daughter play softball tomorrow, which I'm super fucking excited about. I'm at least changing hotels, and then I work the night after that. So lots to look forward to. I'm definitely looking forward to those softball games. That's going to be a really, really fun time. I always love getting to go watch the kids' games or whatever they're involved in. It's a I don't know, it's just watching the joy on their faces and the excitement whenever they make a play or whenever something big happens. It's fun. It really is a good time. I don't know if I shared this, but last softball game that I got to go to, Kylie hit like a really, really awesome like series of plays. Like she knocked it out of the park. She made it all the way to no, she made it to first, before they got the ball back, and then she stole second. Ended up getting back around all the way to home because of her hit. They scored like 3 or 4 points because of her hit. And whenever she got back to the dugout, she came like sprinting right at me, jumped up in my arms, and I got to hug her and, say, "That's my girl," and all that stuff. And that was a core memory right there. You see on Inside Out where the little ball forms, and it makes a tree in your mind or whatever. That's what happened, and that was pretty fucking cool. So it's little moments like that make it fun, you know. Of course, it's always fun getting to go and watch them do something they enjoy, but little moments like that just puts it over the top. So I'm definitely looking forward to that tomorrow. But yeah, so back to the karma review. Let's talk about that for a little bit. If you haven't had the chance to go to a lifestyle club, even if you're not in the lifestyle, if you haven't had a chance to go and experience the fun of just being around cool people, I recommend it. There are people that go to these clubs that are not in the lifestyle and are just looking to see. They're looking to explore. They're looking to, you know, hey, is this for us or do we just want to go and watch? And it's just fun, man. It really is. Half the time, it's not even about what happens in the playrooms. You know, half the time, it's just being there together as a group and having fun with friends that you've made. And you know, we've said this before, and I'll say it again. We've made some of the best friends that we're ever going to have, because of the lifestyle. Karma specifically has led to some really, really awesome, long-lasting relationships that I think are going to be there for a long time. Some really, really, really good friends that we can call for anything. So, and like I said, half of that is not even from anything related to activities in the playroom. Half of that is just, you know, we meet people, we vibe, they're cool, we're cool, we get along. So, but yeah, I would highly recommend it. Let's talk for a second. I know I'm flying through these. Like I mentioned at the top of this, I'm really bad at talking by myself, especially if I don't have anything like built and ready to look off of. So right now I'm rattling this stuff off at the top of my head. I recorded my other podcast. I did the first episode for it today, and that one was difficult. I got 10 minutes out of it. Now that one is going to be a little bit easier to get a lot more content out of because, like, it's going to be the events of the week that lead up to the episode, right? And then we're going to talk about the events of that week. So I'll have, you know, hey, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and this is what I feel about it. And because of the absolute batshittery that is our news cycle lately, it should be pretty easy, right? I can talk about that stuff for a little while. But I don't have anything built for these episodes. Heather is the one that builds the scripts. She builds the structure of the episodes. She's the one that keeps us on track for that. And I just kind of follow along. And in my opinion, it makes for a lot better content. So I am going to have to work on my cadence, which is the speed at which I talk. I'm going to have to slow that down a little bit. I'm going to have to learn when to take pauses, when to take breaths. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a couple of times I have actually run out of breath while I'm talking because I don't want to breathe into the microphone because it sounds like that. So, just practice. Just takes practice. Eventually, both of these will be really, really high quality content podcasts. But the cool thing is, because we now have two podcasts and because we do our own production on both of those podcasts, we are now a publishing or a production company. I don't know why I want to keep saying publishing company. We are now a production company. I'm going to get with Heather when I get back. We're going to figure out a name for our production company. And we might actually end up going the LLC route and filing to actually make it a legit company. That way, if money starts coming in, we can start reporting that we have income and all of that stuff. And yeah, set it up as something that may be able to make us some income in the future. That would be really fucking cool. Let's revisit a little bit of last week's episode. Let's go back to some mental health things. I know that those two episodes were heavy. The first one especially was really fucking heavy. And I don't want that to stick with anyone, right? The reason that we share these things, the reason that I give you guys a glimpse into those really, really fucked up times is because I want you to recognize when there's a problem and when you should go get help, right? When there's a situation that comes up that, hey, maybe I can't get past this on my own. I know it took me a long time before I realized that that was a thing. I think I've said it before, but whenever I finally realized that I needed to talk to a psychiatrist, it was on my birthday in 2021, maybe. That sounds about right. 21, it may have even been 20, but either way, it was on my birthday, and I had basically a fucking psychotic break. I broke down crying. I just laid on Heather everything that had been on my mind, all of the deep dark shit that had been weighing me down. I just kind of word vomited all over her. And when I got done, she said, "Hey, you're gonna call somebody tomorrow about this." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll call somebody." And I spoke with the therapist first, and the therapist was like, "Hey, call a psychiatrist right now." So I did, and since then I've been on medicine and everything's been better. So we all want to relay our experiences because we don't want people to go through what we've been through. At least if we're decent people, that's what we want, right? I don't want anyone to suffer because I did, right? I want you to be able to use my experiences in order to say, hey, I need to do X, Y, and Z because I'm feeling the same things, right? So the purpose of sharing those stories is not to get like sympathy or anything like that. It's not to make you sad. It's not anything even remotely like that. It's just so you can recognize like what you are going through. If you're going through that, what you're going through, you're not alone in it. And if you are seeing those signs that we were describing, maybe it's time to go and talk to somebody. So I hope that clears a little bit of that up. Something else I have been thinking about is something that somebody told me a long time ago, and we have talked about like finding silver linings and everything, right? There's something we can do even simpler than that. It has to do with the power of your thinking, right? If we're constantly thinking negatively, it makes us feel negatively, right? And if we feel negatively, then everything else kind of starts to slide a little bit in life. And we don't want that to happen. So one thing that I was told, and this was by it was an old tool pusher a long time ago, and that's if y'all don't know what that is, that's kind of like a boss, right? This old man said, I was kind of bitching about work with, we were all co-bitching, we were commiserating, and this old man said, hey, instead of doing that, y'all start each day with a positive thought. He said, find something good about the day to start it off and go from there. And I did it for a little while, and I was really surprised at the level of stress that decreased in my life, and the positive things that started to come from it. So one thing I'm going to recommend is start each day with a positive thought, and I'm going to do the same. Right, I'm gonna work really hard to do that, especially while I am in, sitting in this hotel. Start the day with a positive thought. Like today, when I woke up, I got some really good sleep last night. I really did. I slept like a fucking rock. So that could be my positive thought. Tomorrow, when I wake up, my positive thought's gonna be, hey, I'm about to go see my kids. I'm about to go see my wife. I'm about to have a lot of fun watching softball all day long. So there's lots of things that you can pick, even if it's just looking outside and seeing a pretty sunrise or nice weather, Start each day with a positive thought. And then if you can, once you get that mastered, end each day with a positive thought. Don't let the last thing you think about before you go to bed be something negative. Make it positive. Make it be positive, right? Find something throughout the day, find that silver lining and hold on to it. I've said that before. Find that silver lining and you ride that motherfucker. And definitely do that, especially like right before you go to bed, right when you wake up. Those times tell your brain how to behave the rest of the time you are either conscious or unconscious. And it's very important to train it to behave the right way. So I'm going to try real hard to take my own advice. I'm going to try real hard to not be as down in the dumps as I have been sitting in this hotel. I'm going to try real hard to wrangle those silver linings and hold on to them as much as I can. And I want y'all to do the same, and we will all be happier because of it. Deal? You better have said deal. Okay, I can't hear you, but we should have had an agreement right there. Let's see, what else has been going on? Oh, like I mentioned, the first episode of my other podcast, The Blue Collar Blue Dot, has been recorded. As of right now, it has been released on a few like minor podcasting platforms. Shortly, it should be released on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. All of the big platforms should be coming within the week, maybe even within the day. So be looking for that. Like I said, the first episode is a little bit garbled. It's only about 10 minutes. Gives you a little bit of my backstory and a little bit of why I think the way that I do. I didn't go into a whole lot of detail, and I should have. Maybe we'll do some more of that in the next episode. And then the next episode is going to be like a dive looking at everything that happened from January up to now, in terms of things that have happened in the US, right? And we all know hadn't been anything going on, nothing to even talk about, so it should be a really, really short episode. Yeah, that was sarcasm. So there should be a lot of meat in that one. But yeah, maybe I'll get into a little bit deeper on explaining why I think the way that I do whenever I'm explaining my stance on some of these topics. So, I think that's about all I have for today. You guys, it is so fucking hard to sit here and look at a screen and talk to yourself. It really fucking is. I'm trying hard, but unfortunately, I don't have a lot else that I can go off right now. So, I know this is a short one, guys. We really want to have something for you every week. We want to be able to give you even a little small snippet of an introduction. We want to give you a small snippet of a podcast every single week so that you can know, hey, this is what's going on in their lives. This is what's going on with the message that we're trying to send. This is why we said XYZ, right? We want to keep up with all that. I know the next time that Heather and I are together, we are going to do like a sort of definitions type episode. And it sounds boring, but it's not going to be. Trust me, 100%. Heather has built a fucking awesome episode. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially if you don't know some of the terms that we say pretty often on this podcast. Again, it'll relate to that book, The Ethical Slut. We'll tie that in. And like we said before, even if you aren't in the lifestyle, we appreciate you listening to this podcast with an open mind. The people that we there that have requested definitions, the overwhelming majority of them are, in fact, monogamous couples that didn't even know anything about the lifestyle before they started listening to our podcast. And they're not necessarily interested in being in the lifestyle. They just want to learn about it. And I think that's so fucking awesome. I really, really do. I'm a nerd. I have an affinity for learning new things. I love learning shit, right? And when I see other people doing the same thing, it's really cool. It tickles my heartstrings. So, I'm really, really glad to have each and every one of you here. I'm really, really glad to have each and every one of you listening. I apologize that this one's coming out a little bit late on Friday. Actually, it won't even come out until Saturday because the way that my publishing works, I can't do it for an hour. So, yeah. And it's 11 o'clock while I'm recording this. So, I apologize for missing that. Heather and I had a miscommunication in plans, and yeah, I was supposed to record this a few days ago, and I dropped the ball, and then I dribbled it, and then I dropped it again. So, I've got worse hands than Travis Kelce at the moment, and he's not been real great. So, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He's setting records. It's all good things for him. He just got to stop giving the ball to the other team as often as he is. So, I think that's it. I really do. I'm trying to pull more stuff out of my ass, and I can't. It's jammed way too far up in there. So, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I hope that these little episodes don't throw you too much. I hope that some of you enjoy them. I hope some of you enjoy me rambling for 30 fucking minutes into the microphone. And if you do, hey, here's a shameless plug. Go look for the Blue Collar Blue Dot podcast, and if you can see it, follow it and listen to it. Even if we don't agree politically. Oh, this is another thing. Oh, Bing idea. So I had a conversation while I was at Karma with somebody that has listened to the podcast, and he, I say a little bit of my political leanings on this podcast, and he had heard that, and he was like, "I want to have a conversation." And instantly, when I hear that, like my stomach drops. I'm like, "Oh, fuck." Is this going to be a conversation, or is this going to be somebody like just trying to scream, fake news and stuff at me? And I don't like those conversations, right? But when it's actually an intelligent conversation, I like it. And from the way that he was speaking, it's going to be a good talk. We don't align politically at all. Or at least I don't think we do. But judging by, the conversation that we had, I don't think we align politically, but I think that it's going to be a really good talk whenever we finally get a chance to sit down and have that talk. And I love that. So I encourage you, even if we don't align politically, even if you are, Republican, conservative, even if you're MAGA, whatever, if I encourage you to listen to that podcast. And I say in the first episode, and I'll probably say it in every episode, if you want to talk about anything that I say on that podcast or this one for that matter, if you want to have a discussion about any of it, man, feel free, drop me a line. I try as hard as I can, especially if I know you. I will try super, super hard. We're going to have a respectful conversation. We're going to have a conversation based in fact, not in our feelings and things like that. We can keep it civil. We can actually keep it where we're both learning something and taking something from the conversation. I encourage that. I want that. I want people to debate me. If you have different information that I don't have that I'm not sharing, hey, feel free, share it with me. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm all about learning stuff. So if I can learn your point of view, hey, I'm all about it. You know what I mean? Now, I try to stay really informed on all this stuff, so it's going to be hard to like sway me necessarily or change my point of view on a lot of this. But if I can learn about yours, that'll be great. I want to see what you're seeing. I want to understand what you're feeling. So, that all of that to say, even if we don't align politically, please give the podcast a listen. Don't stop listening to this one. There will be very little politics mentioned on this episode or on this episode on this podcast. And then just keep listening. Send in your questions. We do have the links to all of our socials in the episode description. Send in all your questions, send in all your comments, send in your concerns, all of that stuff. Send nudes if you want to. I'm about that. So until next time, I think that's all I've got. That's for real, 100%. That's it. I'm not going to say anymore. Stop asking me to. Okay. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I'm going to go crawl in a hole and probably cry myself to sleep because Heather hates me so much. So, I'll probably be back next time. If the wild animals don't get me because the hole is outside. So, till next time, love yourself because I love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.